Well, good Monday morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we'll be reading 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 through 21, and today's reading opens with brief instructions about the appropriate behavior of slaves within the household of God, reflecting the Greco-Roman culture of the first century. The reading then discusses the richness that faith brings to life, not monetary riches, but rather spiritual fulfillment. Warnings are given against falling into temptation because of the desire for wealth and about the danger of trusting in wealth rather than in God. Believers are admonished to share generously the resources they have received from God. And God's saving word for us this week begins with encouragement. So let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 6 at verse 1. Those who are slaves must consider their masters worthy of all respect, so that none will speak evil of the name of God and of our teaching. Slaves belonging to Christian masters must not despise them, for they are believers too. Instead, they are to serve them with even better, because those who benefit from their work are believers whom they love. He must teach and preach these things. Whoever teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the true words of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the teaching of our religion is swollen with pride and knows nothing. He has an unhealthy desire to argue and quarrel about words, and this brings on jealousy, disputes, insults, evil suspicion, and constant arguments from people whose minds do not function and who no longer have the truth. They think that religion is a way to become rich. Well, religion does make us very rich if we are satisfied with what we have. What did we bring into this world? Nothing. What can we take out of the world? Nothing. So then, if we have food and clothes, that should be enough for us. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and are caught in the trap of many foolish and harmful desires, which pull them down to ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a source of all kinds of evil. Some have been so eager to have it that they have wandered away from the faith and have broken their hearts with many sorrows. But you, man of God, avoid all these things. Strive for righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Run your best in the race of faith and win eternal life for yourself, for it was to this life that God called you when you firmly professed your faith before many witnesses. Before God who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus who firmly professed his faith before Pontius Pilate, I command you to obey your orders and keep them faithfully until the day when our Lord Jesus Christ will appear. His appearing will be brought about at the right time by God, the blessed and the only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He alone is immortal. He lives in the light so that no one can approach. No one has ever seen him. No one can ever see him. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. Command those who are rich in the things of this world not to be proud, but to place their hope not in such an uncertain thing, such as riches, but in God, who generously gives us everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share with others. In this way, they will store up for themselves a treasure which will be a solid foundation for the future, and they will be able to win the life which is true life. Timothy, keep safe what has been entrusted into your care. Avoid the profane talk and foolish arguments of what some people wrongly call knowledge, for some have claimed to possess it, and as a result, they have lost the way of faith. God's grace be with you all. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, where Paul says, strive for righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. You know, it's interesting today that especially in Western culture that we see this new gospel, the gospel of riches, of enrichment, of having all of these things. And that's what God wants, everything to be rich in the riches of this world. And in reality, you look at all of the disciples and none of them were rich in the things of this world. No, the prosperity gospel wouldn't have worked for Paul and the other disciples, just as it doesn't work for most believers around the world today. But there were people, even back in Paul's day, that insisted that God had given them some special enlightenment, that they had a truth revealed to them that no one else, not even Paul, had. And this new gospel was going to guide every believer into a world, a lifestyle of prosperity. Well, unfortunately, as today it happened back then, that the people that threw in with that crowd and put all their faith in becoming rich in the things of this world ended up losing even their faith, which was the most important thing. Beloved, put your faith in Jesus Christ today. Don't put your faith in resources, in your bank account, in a big fat paycheck, because these things are only temporary. Put your faith in Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Generous and loving God, all we have is yours, and I want to use your resources wisely. Forgive me when I'm concerned only with my own desires. Open my eyes and heart to the ways in which I can use the resources in my care to serve your people. Amen. Well, that brings our morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we are in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, where the Apostle Paul gives personal advice to his spiritual son in the Lord, Timothy. Until tomorrow, then, you cling to the things of God revealed to us in God's Word, and you build your life around the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and you will find riches even in this life. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.